Simeon, a righteous man, very devout, is the only prophet of the old covenant to live to see the fulfillment of the Lord's promise to send his people a savior. We can easily imagine that finding his savior in the temple radically changed Simeon's ministry from prophet who tells of the coming of the Lord to prophet who proclaims that the Messiah has come. Simeon becomes the first preacher of the good news of Jesus Christ. Having received a promise from God that he would not die before he saw the Christ, Simeon goes to the temple in the Spirit, and there he meets the Lord on the Lord's presentation day. Taking the Christ child into his arms, Simeon announces for all the world to hear that this child is a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for the people of Israel. Then he prays, "Let me die according to your word. I have seen he whom I have lived so long to see. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace." Wisely, Simeon, weary and worn from years of waiting, wants a way out. Why? Well, sure, he's exhausted as a prophet. He has been waiting for a very long time. Or perhaps he is calling upon the Lord to let him die in peace because he knows what the prophet Malachi has seen. "Yes, he is coming," Malachi says, "but who will endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire." So what is it about spiritual refinement and purification that might make us want to rush into an earlier promised death? As we fall headlong into an unreasonably early Lent, the problem of refinement and purification takes front seat in our Lenten mobile. The sifting, the separating, the parsing out, the cleaning, the fasting, and all the praying, the desert time alone with Christ, our rock, and all of those mental and physical and spiritual set-asides, all of those things that take us away from the ordinary, all the sacrifices, all of them, are mere mummery unless you are willing to die. And yes, I mean die. Not just die to self or die to sin, but literally die. Drop dead right where you're standing. This is not a matter of showing God how serious you are about your faith. He knows how serious you are or aren't. This willingness to die, and this is to say nothing of your eagerness to die, your willingness to die is about recognizing the inevitability of your end. It's about taking hold of your unavoidable death and hurling yourself eyes and arms wide open into the light that blinds with love. The light that refines and purifies with holy fire. Now, am I suggesting that we become quietist? No. Or maybe some sort of weird Catholic Quaker combo? No. This all sounds sort of like this trendy Zen Catholicism with a dash of postmodern nihilism thrown in for good measure. No, no, and no. I'm suggesting that we do nothing less than what our Lord did for us. Live and breathe and move about our lives conscious of the fact that as followers of the way, to die means to be refined, to be purified in this life while we still live. There's nothing to fear in death if death itself is defeated, defeated in the splendor of hope that we share in virtue of Christ's sufferings for us. The letter to the Hebrews is our assurance. Jesus likewise shared in the blood and flesh of God's children, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to the slavery all their lives. Now as we giddy up to Lent, recovering from the shock of its rude arrival so soon after Christmas, as we arrive headlong into our 40-day desert, remember that all of us here, has seen the Lord's salvation, his light of revelation for the Gentiles, and there is nothing left for us to do but die and then live. Exceedingly, joyfully, abundantly live. And to live as if death never mattered at all.